The thought of tonight makes me smile, although I've been worrying all day if I'll be ready in time. Hair appointment. Waxing. You do love me smooth. So many errands here and there. And everything took longer than it should have. But I am so desperate to be exactly the way you want me tonight. I found the perfect dress. Too slutty for my taste, but just the kind of thing you like. A bandage dress. Skin tight. Red. Red underwear to match. A little corset. High heels. Higher than any I've worn before. Fuck me heels, as Marilyn and Shelley would say. I've been practicing walking in them every night before you get home. I've kept them tucked away in a box under the bed so you wouldn't come across them. And finally, I've discovered the trick to walking in them. All you have to do is swing your thighs forward from your hips and not worry where the soles of your feet land. I'm all dolled up now. A strange sacrifice this is, turning myself into some kind of sex doll for you. I look like someone you could buy or pick up at a hotel bar downtown. Something disposable to use and forget. But I've never worried that you'd forget about me or that you didn't value me. From the first day we met, you've made me feel safe. Before I met you, I'd never felt safe. Really safe with any man. Maybe it's that more than anything else that's made me stay. That's made me want to stay. Made me trust you. Give myself to you. You've never asked me for anything, really. Never asked me to be anyone I wasn't. To be different. You're the first man to love me for who I am and to accept me with all my flaws. And now here we are, celebrating a year of living together. Champagne, not any old fizz, but the real stuff, in a bucket. Your favourite snacks on a little plate. My card for you, propped up on a candlestick. With a single word, babe. I'm not sure if I want you to take me in your arms and kiss me passionately the moment you walk through the door, or if I want you to pull my dress up and rip my G-string and ravish me on the floor. We should probably be celebrating our first fuck instead of this. 365 days of sharing our lives together. It was like we knew each other from the very first time, wasn't it? We fit. That's what you always say, isn't it? We fit. And the first time you whispered in my ear, "Come with me." I've never told you this, but every time we do, every time we come together, I feel like it cements our bond. Tonight I'll add that to my long list of confessions, the secrets you like to hear. Oh, that sounds like footsteps in the hall. You're home. Nothing? Must have imagined it. It really did sound like you. The clock says 6:15. You're running late. 6:45 now. Did I miss a text? No. I'll just text you. Hey, babe. Where are you? 7:15. I'll have a glass of champagne. Pick up the fucking phone. Ten to eight. Fuck, this can't be happening. Did you get shot outside a petrol station while filling up the car? God, maybe you've been in an accident. Oh my God, no. You can't leave me. Not now. Not today. No, 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 no. I should start calling the hospital. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Call the hospitals? Or the police? But you need to be missing for 24 hours or something, don't you? I don't know, but it's only been 2.5. Only. You're never late. Never like this. Well, I suppose sometimes you are, but not tonight. Not tonight. Oh, hey, babe. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to hear your voice. I was just... What? What do you mean? Wait a second. What? I can't believe you're saying this. I can't. How can you be doing this? I'm all dressed up and there's champagne and these crazy crunchy things you love and I don't understand. I hate you. Wow. Tonight, really? Wow. That was no sign. No. What did I miss? What did I do? You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, okay? You know, I thought this was different. I thought you were different. Never mind. Oh, is it? Is that really just the way it is? You've been waiting to tell me. Oh, great. You didn't want to hurt me. Do you know, I really thought you loved me. I really did. Did you ever really love me?